Welcome to the Software Bug Stories Podcast.
Real bug stories written by software engineers, testers, and developers.
Welcome to this series of stories about software bugs. Today we'll be talking about the origins of the term bug. In 1885, Thomas Alva Edison was traveling along Florida's west coast and stopped to visit Fort Myers. Enjoying his time there, he soon bought 13 acres along the Caloosahatchee River and built a winter home he named Seminole Lodge. He also built a laboratory in which he could continue his work. In his life, Edison acquired a record number of patents, over 1,000. He was the driving force behind such innovations as the phonograph, the incandescent light bulb, and one of the earliest motion picture cameras. As a curious and enthusiastic resident of Southwest Florida, I've invested time in researching Thomas Edison, visiting local museums, and reading books, old newspapers, and historical letters. To my surprise, I found some interesting facts about Edison I'd never heard before. For instance, Thomas Edison commonly used a term that is now used by software developers, coders, software engineers, QAs, test engineers, and other software industry roles. In today's computer world, the word bug describes an error in a software program. Many people think the term bug was coined by the computer programmer Grace Hopper in the 1940s. However, more than 60 years earlier, Thomas Edison used the term to describe technical problems that occur during the process of innovation. In his 1876 notes on his lighting inventions, one of his entries reads, "Awful lot of bugs still." 2 years later, Edison wrote two letters to the Western Union president, Theodore Puskas, one of which includes this text. "You were partly correct. I did find a bug in my apparatus, but it was not in the telephone proper. It was of the genus Calabellum. The insect appears to find conditions for its existence in all call apparatus of telephones." The other letter states, "This thing gives out and then that, bug, as such little faults and difficulties are called, show themselves, and months of anxious watching, study, and labor are requisite before commercial success, or failure, is certainly reached." Another piece of evidence pointing to Edison's use of the term bug is from 1889, when a reporter for a British newspaper, the Pall Mall Gazette, wrote, "Mr. Edison, I was informed, had been up the two previous nights discovering a bug in his phonograph, an expression for solving a difficulty and implying that some imaginary insect has secreted itself inside and is causing all the trouble." In a 1916 article on Edison's team of researchers, his quote-unquote insomnia squad, a reporter notes that they worked, quote, "like fiends when they were fishing for a bug," end quote. That means they're searching for some missing quality, quantity, or combination that'll add something toward the perfect whole. After Edison's uses of bug in the late 1800s and early 1900s, we can find this term appearing in several related contexts, always referring to a malfunction. The January 1924 issue of The Monitor, a magazine published by Mountain States Telephone and Telegraph Company in Denver, Colorado, refers to the term bug. The article titled "Repairman" on page 14 discusses the work being done by telephone repairmen in some areas of Denver, mentioning that one of them, F.S. Philo, had 22 years of experience repairing telephones and that they expected him to continue shooting bugs for another 22 years. This phrase, found in the following excerpt, refers to the work of telephone repairmen in finding and fixing malfunctions in telephones. F.S. Philo has 36 years, 22 of which have been spent repairing telephones, and to put it in his own words, he has walked 70,000 miles, or nearly three times around the world, in the 22 years he has been a repairman. Mr. Philo may be old in service, but he is the youngest old man one ever met, and I hope he will continue to shoot bugs for another 22 years. In the same issue of The Monitor, the comic strip Hattie the Hello Girl by Cy Maine humorously uses the term bug hunter in its punchline. At the time, the term was commonly confused with its literal meaning. In this comic, Hattie buys a Chinese back scratcher from a bug hunter. Hattie, I heard you're a bug hunter with the telephone company, so I bought you a Chinese back scratcher. Repairman, my gosh, Hattie, don't you know that a bug hunter is just a nickname for repairman? The first mechanical pinball game, Baffle Ball, was manufactured by David Gottlieb & Company in 1931. One of its advertising images, pictured below, includes a sentence that reads, "No bug in this game," showing how common the term had become in the early 1900s. During World War II, problems with military equipment also were called bugs. A Life magazine article from June 29, 1942, titled, "Modern Aircraft Carriers Are a Result of 20 Years of Smart Experimentation," mentions that some errors found in the airplanes have been corrected. Some bugs which showed up in her design were corrected for the Yorktown and Enterprise, commissioned in 1937 and 1938. Such casual usage of bugs is evidence of the widespread knowledge of the term. Louise Dickinson Rich's 1942 book, We Took to the Woods, includes a relevant passage about a motorized ice-cutting machine. Ice sawing was suspended until the manufacturer could be brought in to get the bugs out of his darling. Famed science fiction author Isaac Asimov's 1944 story, Catch That Rabbit, uses the term bug to refer to a problem with a robot. U.S. robots had to get the bugs out of the multiple robots, and there were plenty of bugs, and there were always at least half a dozen bugs left for the field testing.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can also follow us on our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
See you in the next story. Bug bye.